I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, I'm Grace, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life and inspire you to take action. So let's get into the message right away today. So if you want to move forward in life, how many of you want to move forward in life? How many of you want to go on and do amazing things? If you want to move forward in life, then here's what you need to do. Three things only. They're so simple. One, find what's stopping you. Two, destroy it. And three, keep running your race. In other words, don't give up. So, my friend, you have not been made to stay stagnant like a mosquito-infested pond. You were not made to stay stuck in the same old struggle, and you are not made to have a boring life, okay? So if there's something wrong, that even if you don't know if there's something wrong, but if you just feel stuck, then listen to this, okay? Take a good look at your life and find what is stopping you. But the interesting thing is that most of the time, we are the ones that keep ourselves in the same old, boring, day-to-day, like someone hit replay place. So habits, you know, thought patterns, toxic emotions, and intimidation. Ooh, watch out for intimidation. Those things will keep us from our destiny and our purpose and our calling. Okay? Whatever you call normal, you won't fight against. So what is holding you back? And think really hard. This message was not written for just something else to watch. This was made so you would be inspired to take action. So if you are serious about this, if you are serious of moving forward in your life and doing the things you were made to do, then pause and think really hard about what's putting a struggle in you and what is causing you to stop and feel defeated, okay? Don't feel defeated. What is causing you to stop and feel defeated? That was one thing, but my voice elevated. Anyway, what is stopping you? Figure out what is stopping you. Is it outward circumstances or an inward struggle? Many times we don't even know what's going on to make us feel stuck. So take a very good inventory of what's going on. I mean, the outward circumstances could be other people, it could be money, it could be things we don't control, or the inward struggle could be thoughts and feelings and emotions. So this is the hardest battle that we will ever face. And this is your time to get free from what's been causing you to feel stuck. If you haven't paused this right now or you're watching live, then I'm sorry about that. But if you're catching the replay, then do it right now. Think really hard and listen of what you think is stopping you. Okay. So if you did it and you still aren't that sure it'll come to you, or maybe you're watching live anyway. But anyway, if you haven't, just think about that for a minute. Just take a moment of your time. If you haven't paused it yet, pause it, please. This is so important. But anyway, it'll come to you, and your mind is going to be looking for it. It could also be that maybe you haven't found it yet because maybe you don't think there's anything wrong. Or maybe there's always a problem going on, right? There's always something we're trying to solve. Can you agree with that? There's always something we're trying to move forward in. Would you agree with that? But there are some things that look like it's like hidden, like we don't really know that there's something there. And that could often be that we're comfortable. You know, it's like we're thinking, oh, you know, life's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. You know, it's okay. And, you know, we just kind of want to stay here. We don't really want to go and do anything. You're not too crazy yet. I don't know. But real life begins at the end of our comfort zone. So if you've identified what's stopping you, destroy it. And most of the time, what keeps people in this rewind and repeat mode is that they know that there's something stopping them. They know there's some kind of wall, but either they can't see it, they don't know how to find it, or they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to find it. They're like dead fish. You know, they're just kind of growing. They're just kind of going with the flow. Only dead fish go with the flow. But you are alive. So just keep pushing through those walls and tear down those things that are holding you back. But how? You know, there are a few examples. I mean, once you've identified what's stopping you, your mind is automatically going to be coming up with solutions. I wouldn't be surprised right now if your mind is already like, oh man, you know, I could do this and I could do that. Outward problems are probably going to be a little simpler to solve, and but they may be hard to hear. Like here are a few examples. Like people problems, it's definitely going to take some work. It might take some learning. It's going to take some implementing, but it's definitely going to take some action, right? Or maybe finances are the issue, and the secret, oh, listen to this. The secret to finances isn't to work harder. It's not to work harder. It's to work smarter. The world pays people to fix problems. Keep that in mind. But those are just a few examples to get those ideas going. Those are just, and outward circumstances don't have to control you anymore. You don't have to be intimidated by what's going on outside. And you don't have to be confused. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be upset about what's going on in that inward struggle. And to fix those inward struggles, I'm going to need you to listen up. Because if you can fix what's going on in your mind, if you can fix the inward struggle, if you can fix those problems, you can pretty much fix anything. If you can fix your mindset, you can pretty much fix anything. I have personally won battles of the mind. I'm not going to go into that story right now, but I will say this, and you will be able to live the life of your dreams, even if it seems impossible right now. You will be able to move past this wall, whether it's inward or an outward circumstance. You will overcome anything that tries to overcome you, and you are already winning once you decide, yes, I'm going to take this thing head on. And if that scares you, then it must, I'm sorry if this hurts. Actually, I'm not sorry, because I need this. I guess if it's not that big of a problem, we're not going to deal with it. I'm going to flip that the other way too. If we're not going to deal with it, if it's just like, it's not that big of a problem, it can go both ways. If we're not going to deal with it, then it's not that big of a problem. It's not until it gets that big of a problem, it's just stopping you with everything, that we really want to sit back and be like, okay, how do I fix this? But here is the battle plan, okay? Here is the battle plan. If thoughts are our seeds and our minds are the ground, you have to take the weeds and the rocks out before you can start planting that good stuff in. Otherwise, the rocks and the weeds in our mind, the bad thoughts, the bad things we have thought and grown, because what you think about grows. What you think about grows. So anything good will be choked out. Anything new you try to put in your mind will be choked out by those existing bad plants in your mind. It might sound kind of weird if you've never heard this before, but it's really interesting. It's a really interesting analogy. Can't you kind of see that? But take inventory of the thoughts that are swirling through your mind throughout the day. And also do the same thing with the words that are coming out of your mouth. Correct the lies with the truth. And start planting good seeds that will produce good things in your life. Kabish? Okay. So are you fired up? This gets me so fired up right now. Because there's just something about taking action against the things that have stopped us. Oh man, that is a fun thing to do once you have come out the other side. I promise it will be so worth it. I wasn't planning to share this at all. I'm gonna tell anyway. But I just actually came out of something right now where I thought I would basically just have to live with it. And it is so rewarding to come out of that other side. It is so awesome to just like be like, oh my gosh, how far have you come? So the struggle, the inward struggle or the outward circumstances that you're dealing with are not as powerful as how your life is going to feel and how it's going to be once you come out, okay? Any problem in life calls for action. And whatever we call normal, we'll never fight against. Remember that. Whatever we call normal, we'll never fight against. So find your problem, destroy it, and keep running your race. Keep pushing forward. You can do it. So those are just three things that you can do to help see better action in your life. but good action. Like the things, like the kind of action that gets you so excited, you don't even have to set an alarm clock to wake up kind of excitement, okay? So please like this video and share it with your friends, and just leave me a comment below just like saying, wow, good message, or even if like you'd like to learn anything about anything else that you'd like to conquer, that you'd like to learn more about or be awesome at. Okay, I will see you next week, next Thursday. Thank you so much for listening, and take action. That is the secret, okay? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.